Epilogue. My final words. When I finally sat down to write these last pages, I realized the hardest part wasn't deciding what to say, it was deciding what no longer needed to be said. For most of my life, I've measured myself by a simple standard, whether I could look myself in the mirror at the end of the day and recognize the person staring back. Not as a hero, not as a victim, just as someone who acted in good faith, owned his mistakes, and didn't turn away when the truth became inconvenient. That standard hasn't changed, even when everything around me did. This experience took more from me than I expected. It tested my patience, my trust, and at times my sense of safety in places that once felt like home. It also forced me to slow down, to observe more carefully, and to rely less on assumptions and more on proof. In the end, that shift became a quiet strength. I learned that silence, when chosen deliberately, can be more powerful than shouting, and that the truth doesn't need to be rushed when it's well documented. I don't pretend that I handled every moment perfectly. I made decisions I wish I could revisit, words I wish I had chosen differently, and assumptions I wish I had challenged sooner. But I never abandoned my core principles. I never lied to make things easier, and I never asked anyone else to carry the blame that belonged to me. And when it mattered most, I stayed present rather than disappearing. What stays with me now are not the accusations or the proceedings, but the people. The ones who checked in quietly, who waited through the judgment, who trusted me enough to listen when the time was right. Their support reminded me that character isn't proven in public victories, but in private endurance. This book is not the end of the story, and it isn't meant to be. Life continues forward, as it always does. There are still things to heal, places to go, and people I love who deserve my full attention. I write these words not to hold on to what happened, but to release it, knowing that the truth no longer depends on me carrying it alone. If there's anything I hope the reader takes from these pages, it's this. When you are faced with a moment that asks you to compromise who you are, pause. Document. Think. Choose the path you'll be able to live with long after the noise fades. In the end, that quiet choice matters more than any outcome. It's going to make you proud one day. I promise you. As for me, I can still look in the mirror. And that is enough.